Ryan, back in the county final, that was an impressive display tonight against St. Michael's, and really from the front foot, you were certainly on your game, and that was a powerhouse performance, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, we knew we were going to have to produce one of them performances to get over the line today. Thankfully, we did, I suppose, at the start, you know, but I suppose we've been here before, you know. We've been in a huge performance against Clenties last year as well, and we didn't put it back-to-back in the finals. We're going to have to learn from that last year and produce the same performance again in the final, and hopefully it's good enough.
Yeah, one thing about Kilkear is you have the pace, and I suppose you want to put the punishment in on your opposition early on, do you, Ryan?
I suppose, listen, you're going to try to punish your opposition at every opportunity you get, you know, if it's the start, middle or end of the game, Washington, you know. But thankfully we got off to a good start, you know. We played with a bit of a breeze in the first half, you know, and we got off to a good start. If you get ahead in any team, you know, especially the way Donegal teams play, it's really difficult to claw it back, and we were just thankful to do that today.
Yeah, you stepped up with a number of points and two goals, but I know the goals were easy for you because they were tap-ins, but it was the work rate before that, Ryan, that was impressive.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it was great. Two great team goals, you know, from all around. I was just lucky enough to tap it in at the end, so I was, you know, not just great, you know. We turned the ball over a couple of times and we looked really dangerous on the counter attack, but we're going to have to do it. There's no point doing it out in a semi final and not doing it in the final, so hopefully we can put it back to back.
Yep. And I suppose as well in the second half, one thing we did notice that you just had to get your management right together here, the game management, and you were very influential because we were watching, you were calling your players back into your own half, even with 15 minutes to go, even though the game was over at that stage. And it's crucial, I suppose, to have that understanding that you can't let a big lead slip, so you can't, Ryan.
You know, I suppose in 2014 when teams, you know, or St. Michael's, I should say, came down to Townie against us that year, and we weren't used to playing against defensive teams, and Michael's got a lead in us that day, and we felt that day we should have kept the ball more, so we were going to try our best not to make the same mistake today. You know, we've a lot of smart footballers in this Kilkear team, and I think we showed great game management, you say, in the second half to close it out.
Yep. You got man of the match, and deservedly so, but there was a lot of other guys stepped up to the plate there today as well, so there was, Ryan.
Yeah, there was a huge team performance. I think, you know, you could have given it from 1 to 18, 19, you know, the boys that came off the bench and everything. It was a huge team performance. But as I said, Oisín, we've won 100. There's no cup coming back to Kilkear tonight. You know, we need a huge team performance the next day.
Yeah, and I suppose you have the longer gap now to the final, whoever's going to come out of the second semi-final. Is that going to be a plus for you, do you think, or is it going to be a hindrance that you have to wait 3 weeks?
I don't think it's anything, you know. Yeah. I suppose last year in Kilkear there was huge build-up to the game, you know, maybe a wee bit over the top, you know, so we're going to have to try calm it down maybe this year a wee bit. That's out of our control, but we're going to have to try. You know, listen, whoever we play in the final, whether it's Clenties or Gidor, it's going to be a huge match. You know, Kilkear have great rivalries with both teams, good healthy rivalries, which you need in Gaelic football, so it's going to be huge. You know, listen, we're going to look forward to it. Football finals don't come around every day of the week. You have to look forward to them, and we're going to do that in Kilkear.
I'm not going to ask you using a better place going into the final where you were last year, but have you learned a lot more this year from where you were at this stage last year?
I suppose, you know, that there's an old saying, I suppose, that you learn more from a defeat than a victory, you know. So I think we had a great year last year, first and foremost, you know, but I think we are learning. You know, we're learning every day we go out that teams are going to try to set up against us. We're learning how to play against it every day, you know, and we need to learn a bit more, but we're getting there slowly but surely, but we're going to have to be the finished article in the final.
I know you aren't going to get carried away by being back in a final, but we just have to enjoy it as well. She's doing the parish has to enjoy it too, Ryan.
Oh yeah, listen, exactly. We'll enjoy tonight, Oisín, we will, you know. We'll enjoy tonight. We'll go back to Kilkear and we'll have a good night, and we'll get back to the training ground on Tuesday or Wednesday whenever the management call, and we'll look forward to the final. You have to look forward to these things, you know. There's no point getting too nervous. It's a game of football at the end of the day. You just have to look forward to it. Yeah.